Matt, let's start by asking you for your definition of a presentation.
A presentation is a formal talk to one or more people that presents ideas or information in a clear, structured way. All presentations have a common objective. People give presentations because they want to communicate something. It could be to inform, train, persuade, or sell something.
Business people often get so nervous when they have to give a presentation, don't they, Matt?
Yes, that's right, Sue. People are sometimes afraid of speaking in public, but if you follow a few simple rules, giving a presentation is actually very easy.
So, what's the most important thing when giving a presentation, Matt?
By far, the most important thing is preparation. That's the secret to giving a successful presentation. With good preparation and planning, you will be totally confident and less nervous, and your audience will feel your confidence. It's important to take control of your presentation. With control, your audience will listen positively to your message.
That makes a lot of sense, Matt. So, how should we begin our preparation?
Well, I like to start by asking myself some questions. Firstly, why am I making this presentation? Do I need to inform, to persuade, to train, or to sell? If your objective is not clear in your mind, it cannot possibly be clear to your audience. Secondly, who am I making this presentation to? Sometimes this will be obvious, but not always. So find out as much information as possible about your audience. How many people? Who are they? Are they business people, professional people, political people, experts or non-experts? Will it be a small, intimate group of four colleagues or a large room of 400 competitors? How much do they know already? And what will they expect from me? The next thing to consider is where am I making this presentation? In a small hotel meeting room or a large conference hall? What facilities and equipment are available? What are the seating arrangements? The time and length of the presentation are very important, so I ask myself, when am I making this presentation and how long will it be? Will it be 5 minutes or 1 hour? Just before lunch when your audience will be hungry, or just after lunch when your audience will be sleepy. Now we come on to method. So, how should I make this presentation? What approach should I use? Formal or informal? Lots of visual aids or only a few? Will I include some personal stories and humor? Next, I ask myself the question, what should I say? So now I must decide the content. First, I make a list of ideas. When I have a lot of ideas on paper, I start to select the best. I include only information that is relevant to my audience and my objective. I then prepare my visual aids.
What sort of things would you include in visual aids, Matt?
Well, maps, photos, diagrams, charts, PowerPoint slides, etc. Anything visual that could help you get your message across.
I see.
Then I think about the structure of my presentation. A well-organized presentation with a clear structure is easier for the audience to follow. It's therefore more effective. You should organize the points you wish to make in a logical order. Most presentations are organized in three parts, followed by questions at the end.
So, everything is very organized and clear before you start.
Exactly so. However, when you give your presentation, you should be, or appear to be, as spontaneous as possible. Don't make the mistake of reading your presentation. You should be so familiar with your subject that you do not need to read a text. Reading a text is boring and will probably make your audience go to sleep.
But just a second, Matt. If you don't have a text to read, how can you remember to say everything you need to say?
With notes. You can create your own system of notes. Some people make notes on small cards. Some people write down just the title of each section of their talk. Some people write down key words to remind them. The notes will give you confidence, but because you will have prepared your presentation fully, you may not even need them.
And I suppose you would need to practice a lot before you give your presentation.
Yes, indeed. Rehearsal is a vital part of preparation. You should leave time to practice your presentation 2 or 3 times, in front of a mirror if possible. This will make you more familiar with what you want to say, help you to identify weaknesses in your presentation, and to practice difficult pronunciations. You will also be able to check the time that your presentation takes and make any necessary changes and modifications. You could even practice in front of your family or friends.
So, preparation is the key then, Matt.
Absolutely. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Prepare everything. Words, visual aids, timing, equipment. Rehearse your presentation several times and time it. Is it the right length? Are you completely familiar with all your illustrations? Are they in the right order? Do you know who the audience is? How many people? How will you answer difficult questions? Do you know the room? Are you confident about the equipment? When you have answered all these questions, you will be a confident, enthusiastic presenter, ready to communicate the subject of your presentation to your audience.
Matt, thank you very much for your time.
You're more than welcome, Sue.